Welcome to Black People Love Paramore podcast, where we chat about the traditionally quote-unquote unblack things large groups of black people go up for. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches, word to Yo Gotti. I'm your co-host, Sequoia, and today, filling in for Jordan, we have a very special guest, Ryan Graham.
That is like the nice, you are never this nice to me, so that is a very nice way for you to introduce me. I feel honored. You're showing up because you're starting. You know. But thank you for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited to talk about some white things.
I know that you are. excited to talk to you about some white things. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. Today is a special episode, y'all. So it's not going to have like a traditional topic like it has in the previous episodes. I'm just going to talk about the festival lineup that just came out. What is this festival called?
When We Were Young.
When We Were Young festival lineup just launched. And so we are going to be talking about that just because I want to talk about it. And Jordan is in France. I didn't want to, you know, bother him on his French vacation. Ryan doesn't actually speak French, but
The Château de Lemon, El Sol, Le Monde.
The lemon?
Beignet.
The beignet and the lemon.
Beignets on Emilie in Paris.
I hope that Jordan is out there speaking a lot better French than you are here, but we're so happy to have you here. You know, you're the closest thing we can get to Jordan French, so we appreciate you. So we're going to be talking about that festival lineup, but first we are going to have our regular segments. We're going to talk about In My Defense. So I feel like I don't usually explain what In My Defense is, and I probably should. I just assume that y'all know what it is. But In My Defense is our segment where we bring one super, super niggardly thing or one cringeworthily, that's not a word, but I made it up, cringeworthily white interest to defend for you all. In the past, I have talked about Chitterlings. I have talked about Olivia Rodrigo, which I don't even think is like, you know, she's not cringeworthy.
Depends on who you ask.
You know, and that's very true. So this week, in my defense, I'm going to let Ryan go first since you are our illustrious co-host filling in this week. Ryan, what'd you bring?
Yes. Okay, so this one is cringy, and I don't know if it's because it's a white thing, but it's cringy because of what I'm about to say. So in my defense, Iggy Azalea
oh
makes great music,
oh,
and y'all just
God.
Don't want to like it.
I didn't realize you was going to defend the Klansmen.
I know. As I was thinking about it, I was like, man, I hate that I'm about to come on this podcast and cape for a white woman. I really, really hate that for you. But Iggy Azalea makes great music, and I'm not going to deny that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Her music is fun, it is upbeat, and I feel like, and I'm not gonna, because I hate pitting women against other women, I'm just saying, there are several rap girls right now that if they released the exact same song, y'all would go the fuck up. Iggy Azalea's music is really, really good. Y'all would! There are three artists right now I can name that if they released the exact same song as Iggy, people would lose their minds.
Run them down, what's up?
No,
I know you.
Okay.
I know you're going to say Miss Sweetie.
Well, since we're here, whatever, because it is what it is. Yes, Miss Sweetie, for sure.
Don't
do that. Miss Sweetie. And the thing is, okay, I want to caveat. I enjoy Sweetie. I enjoy City Girls. I enjoy Cardi as much as I enjoy Iggy. I'm just saying, if we are talking about rap ability, visuals, and like the music of it all, they are all on the same level.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm getting really hot and bothered about it.
No,
I know, I'm capable of this.
Please, get your Iggy love off. Okay,
I'm just saying, Iggy Azalea makes good music. I hate the fact that she is problematic in lots of ways. That is all true. I'm saying, but music alone, she is just as good, if not better, than several of the other rap girls. And I'm saying, like, baseline, she's as good as Iggy and City Girls and Cardi. And I love all of them. I go up to all of their music, but I'm saying baseline. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying she's one of the best rappers in the world, but she is just as good. At least as those women.
Okay, now I'm not even gonna sit here in front like I'm somebody that listened to Iggy Azalea. Last time I listened to Iggy Azalea was that reminds me, on an episode I need to defend Azalea Banks. Maybe I'll do that quietly, but anyways, Iggy Azalea, last time I listened to her was what was that damn song she had? Walk a mile in these shoes.
No money, no family.
Yes.
16 in the middle of Miami. I forget what that song is called. Wow. That was like before her.
In Miami. Yeah, I was off her vibe. By the time Fancy came out, I was off. I was into her before her come up. Before her come up, I was like, oh, there's this new rap girl. Like, I kind of like the vibe. She's cute. She's giving. She had like a BBL before BBLs were like really blown up. And I was like, oh, she got ass. Like, okay, you know, she's kind of cute.
She's a cute girl.
And then I heard this bitch talk for the first time. And I said, Now, hold on. When she rap, it sounds like she from Atlanta. And when she talk, is that Australia? Like, I'm confusion. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to let Miss Iggy go because I don't know what the fuck she on. She on some other shit. So
for her speaking voice? Wow.
Yeah. I was like, babe.
I'm saying there are worse people. There are worse speaking voices.
All right. Sure. Like, but yeah, that was my last moments with Miss Azalea before I let her go. Or I can't even say Miss Azalea because it's not clear what I'm talking about. Miss Iggy Azalea before I let her go. Yeah.
I hate that their names are so similar. I think that's probably what her beef is. I think that's what sparked their beef.
No, that really is. She said, now, who is this Azalea bitch that's coming and doing what? Who is this?
And then everything else just like gave her ammunition. I'm like, I'm sure Azalea Banks was just ready.
100%. Okay. So,
yes,
I'm going to defend Azalea Banks. Now that we're here, I didn't come up with one this week.
Okay.
Since we're here, I'm going to defend Azalea Banks. She's not even like wildly niggardly or cringeworthily white, but she is wildly fucking problematic. I'll tell you that. And so, you know, she could use a little defense. She could also use to sit down and shut the hell up often. But what I will say is that Miss Azalea Banks do be right often. Not all the time. She misses the mark often. You know what it is. She takes things too fucking far. She just takes things too far. You made your point and then you want to start calling people slurs. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
It's like you're with her and she's like driving the car and you're like, yeah, no, this makes a lot of sense. And then all of a sudden she hits like a hard left. And it's like, how do we end up in Antarctica?
You know, because I was going to retweet it and now I can't even motherfucking retweet it because what the fuck are you talking about? Now you lost me. That's consistent. And that's very consistent with her. But that's consistent with my faves generally. Mr. West is also that way where I'm like, all right, see, you had me in the first half. And then you started talking. And then I don't know where you went. And then I got lost. And you know what? You know what they have in common?
Geminis. That is fair.
Yes.
And that's what we are too.
And us too. Right. We here.
We are we too. Us two here. Literally. The two of us right here.
The two of us here.
I will caveat. Much like Geminis, I do believe that there is a shadow Gemini, and I do feel like we fall on the other side of that Gemini coin.
That's true.
Most of the time. I feel like we generally are not problematic.
No.
Not even more than generally, yes. Like, yes, I feel like it would be very rare for us to be problematic in any real way. No, I'm sure we all have. Like, everyone is problematic in some way, shape, or form. Yes. But Kanye, right. That is where I got lost.
Oh, you said you got lost at Kanye, correct. You said you never heard that before.
Correct about, yeah, in what way?
You know, I'm going to have to leave this for another episode of Mind Defense.
But yes, Azalea Banks does deserve. You know what else? She has talent. I don't care what else anyone can say, whatever the fuck else, because she's better than her, other than the Iggy Azalea. I'm saying Azalea Banks is better than 90% of the other rap girls.
We can wrap it up. Like, right there. We can leave it right there. We can literally leave it right there. We're going to talk just pure ability and talent. Miss Azalea Banks is not lacking in any capacity for that. What she needs to do is shut the fuck up more often than she chooses to.
Social media is bad for her.
It's really bad for her. No, it is bad for her. It actually is bad for her.
Her career would be much better if she did not have social media.
She would be better off mental health wise. She don't need none of that. She's good. Let that go.
I'm hard pressed to think of many. I'm really trying to think of more than like three rap girls better than her. Like currently. And I'm hard pressed to find.
Well, I can't even say. I can't even say what I think because the internet about to drag me. I'm not even about to do this. I'm not even going to do this job.
I'm just saying. I'm like, she's kind of better than most. She's better than most, and I'll let people decide where those other people fall. But I'm like, she's better than most.
There's one rap girl out here right now that I think is really doing it of the bigger rap girls. I think there's one. It's not the one that you think. I think it is. But
I don't think
it,
because I'm assuming you know how I feel about her. She makes bad music. She's not a bad rapper. She makes bad music.
Yes, 100%. Yes. And so there's one that I think is really the fuck that bitch. But I'm going to let it go because she has a lot of controversy around her. And I'm going to let y'all guess who that is for yourselves.
Text me who it is off because now I'm curious. I'm trying to think of who it could be. I'm like,
I'm gonna text you who it is right now, actually.
I don't know if I agree because I'm like, who the fuck? You know how I feel about the one that we were thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yuck. Ew, you guys. Oh my God. I'm glad y'all didn't see this because, ew, boo. I wholeheartedly disagree, but okay.
Stop. Sure. Leave her alone. Someone
did it. This girl did not even cross my mind. Okay.
I knew it.
That's funny. Yeah, the internet would drag you. I'm glad you didn't see. Yeah,
leave her alone. See, I can't even say that out loud because the girls is not about to have it with me saying that shit out loud.
Yeah, you would have to really, you should do that as in my defense. Because I would love to defend
her one day. I can't remember. I actually.
Maybe you did.
I might have.
Maybe during, yeah. I want you to do a deep dive on that because I don't understand that. I need to hear that explanation.
Okay, I'll do that just for you.
Yeah, not bad, but I don't see what you see. Okay. She's not bad, but
okay.
Sure.
Okay, that's fair.
I wouldn't say bad by any means. Yeah.
Since we own music, song of the week. Did you bring a song of the week, Ryan, a song that you just like lately? It don't have to be nothing specific, just a song that you like lately.
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. 3 times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
Yes, I did. Okay, I'm going to break the rules a little. I have two. Like, okay. One, well, okay, so the first one is Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. Edge of 17. Mm-hmm. Just like you know what I'm saying. Don't let me get down here singing. Mm-hmm. But I like it because recently I was biking and, like, I go through random phases and Lindsay Lohan did a cover of it. Her album Raw, fucking fantastic. So let's start there.
Right?
And then it made me go through. Yes, I know. And it's really good. And then it made me think about Miley's cover. And then I was like, oh, yeah. Also, Bootylicious samples that guitar riff. And I'm like, Edge of 17 is such a good song. Because Stevie Nicks, obviously legendary. But that guitar riff is, yeah, that's the bass line of Bootylicious. And I'm like, it is such a prolific song. It has been used by so many different people, like, throughout eras. And I'm like, it is a very, very good song. It's about death. It's like a sad song, actually. But, like, because, like, the wide-winged dove is supposed to represent death, yada, yada, yada. But I'm just saying, Stevie Nicks is wonderful and fantastic. And I was like, oh, that's a good one. And also just because people keep using it. And the other one, because I'm breaking the rules, is it's Money Honey. It's a deep cut from Lady Gaga's 2008
Fame. I know this song. It's Gaga. It's Gaga. Yes, it is.
It is
absolutely
Gaga. She has a couple of deep cuts. Go back to the Fame, y'all. If y'all want to get some old school, like, pre-Fame Gaga.
The Fame is where real, I like, first album, met Gaga. Right. I was like, ooh.
So good.
Now, who is that?
That and Disco Heaven are great. She has lots of good deep cuts on that album. So, revisit. A fun album to revisit.
Okay. I love that. I love that for you. Thank you for your gems. We appreciate it. Okay. My song of the week is, you're probably not going to know this song, but it is I'm Not Okay by My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah. Why would I not know
you
this?
You know
Hold
that
on.
Song?
What?
You do?
What?
You wasn't that type of kid.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What? What do you think I am?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I don't.
Wow. I can't believe you know that. This is not the type of kid that you was. You was a little happier than
I'm
that.
Very happy. I was a very happy kid. That is true.
Oh, wow.
Very popular. Is it not a popular song?
I mean,
I love that you were like, I'm about to lay some down.
I'm about really
to
about
use
to
some,
fucking
put you
show
on game.
You, Ryan, okay? I'm not okay because
I bet you ain't never heard of Jay-Z's 99 Problems.
Shut
I'm like, what?
The fuck up. I'm done. Leave me alone. Like,
yes. You mean this very popular song
Let
by
me tell
this
you something.
Very popular artist?
99 Problems by Jay-Z. I had that on my MySpace page, and I legitimately thought it was a deep cut when it was on my MySpace. Like, I was like, I was like, yeah, I got
That's
this
like
song.
All of us being like, yeah. It's like, I love indie music and we just fucking listen to Regina Spektor.
I swear to God, very much that. Like 100%. Like 100%. I was like, yeah.
That's funny.
It's vintage, actually. But anyway.
Sure. Wait, but My Chemical Romance, my bad.
My Chemical Romance, I'm not okay because sometimes, you know, niggas don't be okay. And My Chemical Romance understands that. You know what I mean? It's, you know what? I was really going mean, I like
no,
to
no,
make
no, no,
jokes
no, go.
That are, I like to make jokes that are too far. I was going to say it's the flip side of Kendrick Lamar's All Right. You know what I mean? Because sometimes niggas not going to be all right. Sometimes I'm simply not okay. You know what I mean? And then other times we are going to be all right. You know what I mean?
You
depending on the
back
day.
To back.
Back to because, back. It's duality.
Because I'm not okay right now.
But
two things can be true. But we going to be all right.
But we, period.
Yeah. Two things
period.
Can be true.
And that's why you have a podcast, because you understand. You understand duality and nuance in that way. Yeah.
I get that. I'm pretty sure that was the impetus of We Gonna Be All Right. I'm pretty sure Kendrick is a My Chemical Romance stan. I heard him tweet it. I think he tweeted
it. Is that not
once.
Obvious? Yeah.
Like, he tweeted, I'm not okay.
Yeah. No. He, as Kendrick tweets, you know, often.
Does he even have a Twitter?
He does have a Twitter. He does not ever post a tweet ever. But yeah, it's clear that he is inspired.
Tweeting.
By.
He tweeted about My Chemical Romance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He really does have a Twitter. And he has not tweeted. He tweeted in December.
Okay, but was it like something...
That he was going to be at the Super Bowl.
Right. Was it something promotional? Right. Did he actually tweet?
Yes.
No. So he ain't tweeted.
Yeah,
his team tweeted
all
that.
Of his tweets are literally here's
promotion.
A song.
Yep.
All here. Of them. Everyone.
Here. Yep. Literally very much
that's
that.
That's funny.
Not mad. So yeah, that's my song that I brought for the week. I love that song.
That's perfect, honestly.
Yeah, that's what
for this,
I felt like a
topic
good...
Today.
You know, we're talking about the festival. Why can I not remember the name of the shit? When We Were Young?
When We Were Young? Because it's a bad name, to
it,
be fair.
Yeah. It's like one of those names I'm like,
it's not attached to anything or anyone.
Yeah,
like because like when we were young, unless I'm wrong, is that a, I don't believe that's a song by either Avril or Paramore or My Chemical Romance.
Wait, who is that band that
it's
has
Adele
a song?
Song
when we were young, who has that song? There's a rock band.
I'm wrong.
When we were
maybe
young.
It is one of them,
but they're not on that lineup. I don't think.
Come I
on.
Really don't.
Let me look it up.
There is Andy Black, Connie Tabbitt, Kids Bop, which I'm assuming is Adele, Alicia Bonabaro, Yoon Genie Genie.
Oh, it's the Killers. It's the Killers. Come on, Ryan.
The
you ain't see the Killers
we
on here? Yeah.
I don't see that. I don't see what you
I
see.
I just typed
thing.
In When We Were Young on Spotify, and that's one of the ones. I see Adele. I see the When We Shoot by Lil Durk, you know. But We Were Young by the Killers.
Oh, okay. I see this. It did not pop up on Google. Google is must be anti-killers. Sure.
I mean, that's fair. Aren't we all anti-killers? But nobody, they're not even on the lineup. So, interesting. I don't know.
Okay, great. Yeah, you get into this. Because I have some, I love the lineup, but also I had a couple of snubs. And
yo,
I was like, excuse
I have a list.
Me.
You know I have a list. We can get into it now.
Wait, I wrote a list.
We can just get into
I
it now.
I wrote a list of snubs. I was like, lots of snubs.
Let's do that. You get into, in fact, I'm scared that they're going to overlap. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to overlap.
They probably will. So, okay, some of these snubs, I'm like, I understand why. And others, I'm like, that doesn't make sense. So,
same. First
off, where the hell is Yellow Card? Where the hell is Switchfoot? Where the hell is Metro Station? Where is Evanescence? Where is Blink-182? Where is Sum 41? Here, I'm like, wait a minute, where are all these people? And then my last three, I'm like, are kind of wish lists. Mm-hmm. One of them, I'm like, she could. Where the hell are the Jonas Brothers? I get it. They're expensive. But I'm like, early Jonas Brothers easily could have been there. Where the hell is Demi Lovato? Because early Demi Lovato easily could have been there. And then where the hell is Miss Ashley Simpson? Because Autobiography,
I
the
said
song,
the same
and
the
album,
deserves. I said the same thing. But I was
where's
like,
Ashley
you know what?
Simpson?
Ashley, I was like, ooh, is she like too far? So I didn't include her on my list, but I had the thought. I had the thought about Ashley Simpson for sure. Autobiography was the shit. And even the one after that. Wait, there was one after that that was like also pretty rocky. I don't remember what it was called, but I had that one.
I don't know if it was an album or what. It was two albums?
I had.
Oh,
I
wait,
had
you're
the
right.
Hard, I had the hard album of it. And it was the one that was like, no, I can't remember how that.
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
You make me wanna lala in the kitchen on the floor.
Yeah, but I think that's on the album. I think it's on the same album.
Oh, it is? It's on Autobiography?
Because I listened to Lala today.
Yeah.
Like, literally today on my bike. Yeah, 100%. Oh, wow. She was on Broadway. Oh, I Am Me. She had I Am Me. Autobiography was the first one. I Am Me. And then something called Bittersweet World.
Oh, I had Bittersweet World. That's the one I had. I had Bittersweet World. And that was the rock one. I had Bittersweet World. That was my shit. Ashley Simpson actually.
Oh, yeah. Because she Out of My Head is on there. 100%. Ashley Simpson deserves.
She actually, wait a minute, Ashley through Simpson and through deserves. Was like a pop punk girl. Yeah. She was definitely a pop punk girl.
She is just as. As Avril? Just as much as Avril. 100%. I'm like, I mean, like, Demi and Jonas Brothers argue.
Are Disney.
But like,
right. But them two, 100%. 100%. Easily. Wow.
I mean, she's carrying on the Diana Ross legacy, and that is probably why, but.
You've seen that tweet that said.
She's wealthy. She's like, I don't need.
You might have sent me that tweet that said Diana Ross got fewer black grandkids than Kris Jenner has. That shit took me out. That shit took me out. I was like, damn.
I didn't send that to you, but factual.
I hate that for her.
All of her grandchildren are white.
Unfortunate. Okay, here's my snub list. Okay. I have the Veronicas, because what the fuck? Where are they?
Whoa!
Where are they?
Oh my God.
Where are they?
I'm actually upset. Wow.
Yeah. What are they doing?
Like that feels like a snub, because what are they doing for them to not be invited?
They could definitely be invited. Like, fly them girls in from Australia and get them on here. We have Good Charlotte. Where's Good Charlotte?
Oh my God.
Cobra Starship. Where are they? Panic at the Disco. Where are they? Fall Out Boy.
I understand that one. I agree. They should be those two, because they were almost one of those expensive.
Panic is still big. Yeah. Panic and Fall Out are big. Green Day is also big, but where are they? Weezer, Evanescence, Flyleaf, and Metro Station.
Wow.
Where's the girls?
I didn't think about Flyleaf, but absolutely Flyleaf should be there. And Weezer also, because I'm like, Weezer's like a legacy act at this point. So I'm like, where the fuck is... Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Big snubs. Lots of snubs. Because you know what? I was, when I really first looked at this, I was like, oh, I'm going. And then I really looked at it and I was like, I don't know.
You see Avril, you see Paramore, you see My Chemical Romance, and I think you just assume.
100%.
And then you hear what it is, and you're like, oh, I assume these other people will be there. 100%. And then I really looked, and I'm like,
where's my niggas?
I'm sorry.
Where's all my niggas at? Yeah. Why would y'all do that?
This list taught me both. I know a lot more bands than I thought I did. And then also, I don't know any of these.
I swear to God. Literally, extremely me. I was looking at that list. So I made a list of the people I'm excited to see. Tell me why it's four bands on this list. That I was excited to see.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited to see Paramore, My Chemical Romance, Avril, and 303. And everyone else, I could take or leave. I knew other things, but I was like, could take or leave most of these. And then half of them I did not know.
I did not know a lot of them. I was excited for quite a few of them. That's why I was like, when I started to look at the list, I was like, oh, there are more people that I'm excited to see than I thought. Because I also was excited to see, now that I'm writing this down, well, okay. I was excited to see Boys Like Girls. I was excited to see All American Rejects. I do love Little Hoodie. Hey, he's weird because I'm like, when we were young, sorry, you
who
were
the fuck
a
is
fetus
Little
when...
Hoodie? I've never even
oh,
heard
are you
of
kidding?
Little Hoodie.
Oh,
no.
Little Hoodie, or maybe it's either Little Hoodie or Hoodie, something like that. H-U-D-D-Y.
Oh.
Look him up. His music is great. He is new, which is why he's weird on this list.
Yeah.
And then he's a part of the Hype House, which made me like him less.
Ooh,
I was like,
ew.
Oh, really into it? And
yeah,
then I found out that he
it.
Was in Hype House, and I was like, yuck.
Oh,
but his music's good, which makes me sad. Jimmy Eat World didn't excite you?
Oh,
We the Kings
so I just
or
like, I just
Linda
like that
Linda?
One song. It's like a couple bands are only like one of their songs. Like Jimmy Eat World, I really love The Middle.
Yeah, the middle,
I
sure. The
love
one. The
that shit. Love that shit so
but
much.
It's a festival.
Like,
they're going to do like a...
But I'm like, so I'm a... That's so true. If they do a 15-minute set, you know what? You know what? I didn't even think about that. Because a lot of the festivals I've been going to, like, the people have, like, sets. Like, nobody has under 30 minutes, you know?
Even the smaller names? Because I feel like...
Yeah. Yeah. They had 30. They had, like, 30 minimum. And so I was like, I don't want to sit through your whole set, you know? Because I only know one song. I know 2 minutes. I'm not sitting through 30 minutes. But yeah, so that was one of the bands where I was like, I'm excited for one song. All American Rejects, I was excited for like a few songs. So yeah. I was like,
I feel like they would be good in this setting because it's 30 minutes means it's going to be all the hits. It's going to be all the things you know of All American Rejects. And I feel like they have enough.
That's a good, you know what? That's true. All American Rejects has enough. You're right. No, you're very right. They're one
but
of the.
But I feel you. I feel you being like a meh.
Who else on this list was I like? Boys Like Girls. I'll be excited for like a few songs, maybe like two or three songs. And then they made that one song with that girl, you know, that I don't like. And so Taylor Swift, they made that
with
one
Taylor
song
Swift?
With Taylor Swift.
Did they really?
Yeah, they have a song.
Wait,
yeah.
What was that?
It's a remix to
I Wish I Were Strong. No, that's him and her and Flat Earth.
No.
Taylor Swift.
I think it might be Thunder. I remember when I walked in that first day. Yeah. I don't fuck with that.
You hated Taylor Swift even then? I feel like she was in her...
No. I used to like Taylor Swift, but by that point, I had stopped liking her. I had stopped liking her by that point. I was like, because she was mediocre, because she was getting into the mediocre for me at that point. I was like, But then she started getting on my nerves with Kanye. And then I was like, girl, now you really can go to hell, okay?
I assumed that would have been your turning point.
Yeah, I was already hopping off the motherfucking train, and now you can burn. And
Oh my God.
What else? Who else is
two
on
are
here?
Better than one. That's the name
two
of that
is,
song.
Two is better than
together.
One. That's the name of that
two
song that I was excited for.
Is better than one.
I like that song. That's a good one. They actually have a few good songs that I...
Yeah, I'm like, Boys Like Girls is pretty great. Hero, Heroine, fucking fantastic.
Okay, now you know who I would like to see on this list who doesn't actually make sense, but would do it for me because they put me in the Avril thought is Kelly Clarkson's early work.
Wow.
I'm
yes.
like, I would love...
Again, too expensive, but yes.
Yes. I'm like, I would love to see Kelly Clarkson's early work at this festival.
A Kelly Clarkson surprise would be fun. For her to just pop up and do a song. Like her with the All-American Rejects and do Since I've Been Gone. Oh, am I speaking into existence? Because I'm saying that's something she could do. Like, she just pops up and is with one of the bands. They're her band for her song.
Can you
and I'm
fucking like, that would be imagine fantastic. How hard Since You've Been Gone goes live? Can you imagine people flipping... In this bitch, people will be lose. I would be acting an ass off that.
Wow, she is someone I've never even thought about seeing live. But now that we are talking about it, I am getting excited.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, would be very fun to see live.
If Kelly Clarkson had a show, like a tour, I would go. I would go. I would definitely go.
Because she also has the hits. She has the hits. Like I frequently am like, oh,
easily
Walk Away, Miss Independent. I'm like. Yee, so many.
Behind these hazel eyes, Breakaway. Like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, Miss Ma'am was giving, for sure giving. I'm trying to see, I don't even see nobody else on this list of who I would be. I mean, 303 I am excited for because I own several of their hard CDs.
I saw them live in college once. Their band didn't make it, so they had to like improvise it. It was just the two, and like
embarrassing.
It was very fun. I mean, it was still fun, but it was. LOL, they opened for Macklemore because I also at the time was into Macklemore. Yikes! That's truly the embarrassing, the most embarrassing part of this whole story.
Yeah, was at some point you were into Macklemore. Y'all, I go to this boxing gym, and one of my coaches. I have two favorite coaches, and one of them had the audacity to be forcing me to listen to two separate Macklemore songs. No, not Ed Sheeran, nigga. When the first Macklemore song came on, we were doing planks. And I said to myself, okay, like, I'm going to tell him after class, don't ever make me listen to a Macklemore song again in this
bitch.
It was
back to back.
And then another one came on. It was Thrift Shop and then that other one that he's popular for. Na, 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 na.
Same Love?
Na, 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 na. No.
Oh, na, na,
where
na,
did
na,
we go
na,
back?
Na, na. Oh, we can't stop us.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ceiling can't hold us?
Ceiling can hold us. Yeah. And I was like, okay, see, now I'm not taking your class no more. So I literally
also,
have not been to class since then.
How in the Lord's year 2022 are we... Because that feels intentional. Macklemore accidentally coming up on somebody's playlist in 2022, questionable, but sure. But it coming up twice means that it's intentional and that you
like
actively listen to him.
You wanted it. You wanted
and
it.
And you like it today. Because I get liking it and getting caught up in the heat of Thrift Shop in the time, sure. 2014
Shop,
was a
Thrift
weird
Shop has
year.
Some heat for you?
Oh, did it not for you?
That shit came out in 2013.
In 2014? Sure, yeah, college me would have been like, I went to college in Springfield, Missouri. So, like, yes, college me absolutely was like, Thrift Shop, have fun. Me today, I've thought about this today. My taste in college was yuck. Across the board, the men I thought was attractive, the things I wore, all of it, bad taste. Bad taste.
Gross.
Yeah, gross.
What did you say? Y'all used to make fun of niggas with khaki shorts? Is that what you said?
Cargo shorts. Yeah, cargo shorts. Were no. Because in my frat, if you were to wear, like, if guys would come through recruitment in cargo shorts, we'd be like, don't, like, hard pass. Like, they were not getting a bid. You absolutely wouldn't. Are you kidding? You're not gonna wear your flat front polo shorts? They better be polo. American Eagle will accept, but they better be fucking flat.
Listen, baby, if you don't have the cash for polo, you can go down to the mall, hit up American Eagle, and get you some $29.99 shorts, okay? Yeah, because
but
what
polo,
the fuck is this?
Lacoste, Brooks Brothers, or better. So I don't know what to tell you.
Better.
I know we were awful.
I'm done. Truly awful. Truly awful. Ain't nobody else on this list. Hoobastank. Do y'all remember Hoobastank?
There's... Oh, is Hoobastank on the list?
No, they're not on here. No, they're not on here, but I would like to see them.
Yeah, when you really look, I feel like they didn't miss. The big draws are obviously Paramore, which your namesake, Paramore, My Chemical Romance, and then Avril Lavigne. Yeah, and I feel like there's some others that are like, oh, that would be fun. Like, I like the Linda Lindas. I think they're cool. That song, Oh, is really fun, which is like their most popular song.
Never heard of the Linda Lindas. But you know who else could have been on here? The Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Off With Your Head. Do you know that song?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, yes. I love them.
Yes, I liked a couple of their songs.
I have to believe that some of these bands are broken up.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, how did they? No, I think a lot of the bands who are actually on here are also broken up. I'm like, they coming back for this cash. They like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to perform at this festival because you're going to pay us, right? Right. They're going to beat you, right? They're millennium touring it right now, essentially. This is very much that.
Speaking of, this did remind me of the Lovers and Friends tour. Someone did tweet that and like put them side by side. And I'm like, this is very much
that upset
the
me.
Other side of the Lovers and Friends.
It is. It upset this me. But no. Yeah. No, it definitely is.
But I thought that was happening again. Did that get canceled for real?
Nobody's going to that shit because it triggered the pandemic. First of all, that triggered the
it
pandemic.
It did.
Yeah. Lovers and Friends.
Oh my God. Maybe this is going to signal the end. This signals the end. That's what this is.
Wow.
It is. It's the tether.
Wow. The end of the pandemonium. I am not upset about that at all.
The end of the Paramore. How appropriate. I also want to say this feels like a missed opportunity to be sponsored by Hot Topic. I was like, why not call it the Hot Topic Tour?
Wow.
Why not call it Warped Tour Revamped? I'm like, Hot Topic should sponsor this.
Partnerships, marketing.
I know.
Let's get it.
I'm like, Jesus. Where are we?
Why are they not hiring us?
This is what I'm saying. I'm like, literally, I'm like, here, where are the ideas?
Oh,
like,
I want to start creative directing for festivals now? Wait a minute. Yeah, that just...
Does that sound like fun?
That just sparked something.
I was thinking the rollout of this, I thought it was a scam. When I first saw the post, I was like,
too.
This
it
feels
look like a scam. I thought
not
so
real.
Too.
I thought so I was too. Like, okay. Yeah. I thought someone made it up, but apparently so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like why not go full on... Do like, now that's what I call alternative, like make a full on like infomercial that announces this.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Why was this just like a random picture? I know. This is what I'm saying. It is like really
now,
like
that's
annoying.
That's what I call alternative is so fun.
How fun.
It is
so
I'm like,
full on infomercial.
Yeah.
They clearly were just like, we put this together and here we are. Hey. And I'm glad that Hayley Williams is going to get her shine. And you know what? Maybe some of those other names aren't there because they're too big.
No, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
Like you were saying, like the fallouts, the panics are just as big, if not bigger, than Paramore and My Chemical. Because Paramore is the biggest thing on here, and Avril.
100%. 100%. But, and like, My Chem and Avril don't make popular music anymore. They might still make music. But, like, Paramore does still make popular music, but My Chem, Avril, they don't make popular music anymore.
Yeah, they're niche.
Right. Panic still makes popular music.
Oh,
I believe.
Like, Panic still, like, Panic released an album right now and, like, going on tour and sell out. Absolutely.
And Fall Out Boy still makes popular music, I believe. And so it's just like, yeah, it makes sense. While some of them just couldn't. Oh, I have a Green Day shirt on right now, y'all.
Oh, do you? Oh, I don't have none of these bands.
Yeah, you're not edgy.
I was going to say... That's so funny. Mine are actual vintage and not like Urban Outfitters vintage. So I have like a vintage Metallica.
I have a vintage Blondie.
But you didn't get it from
a vintage Blondie store. Show, I mean.
Well, I'm like, no. Well, no.
You're right.
I don't think there's a store.
That's not a thing.
I don't think there's a store that exists.
You didn't
just
get it from the show. You didn't go to the Blondie show and get it. So
right.
It don't even matter.
I did not
so...
get in a tie. You didn't go to the fucking whatever show and get that.
So?
Did you really go to this Green Day show? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No,
name
I didn't.
Three Green. I'm about to be like the white dudes who ask girls to prove that they name three Green Day
name
songs.
Name three Green
like,
Day
if
songs.
If you like Green Day,
no, the girls know this. Sequoia can name three Green Day songs.
You will do it because you sound you're giving that you can.
Anyway, so I would love to move forward.
Let's move on.
I would love to move forward with my guest. But really,
she doesn't know.
She doesn't. She's never heard of them. Take the shirt off her body right now. She doesn't deserve the shirt. But I would like to say I got this shirt from Etsy, from a small.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know what I mean? The girl. I'm trying to support the girls. Green Day don't need the cash. You know, it's thrifting. Yeah. I don't think I have anything else. Oh, you know what? Oh, I didn't think that you knew these songs. I didn't think that you knew.
That actually blows my mind that you didn't think Like, we collectively, as a generation, went through a pop punk phase. So I don't know what made you think I would have skipped that. Like, don't get me wrong. I think very much so. This is my other, not necessarily like mood, because I'm never like moody. I am moody, but I'm hardly ever like outwardly moody. And so I think that I will listen to, like, when I'm biking, this is the type of stuff I would listen to. Like, there are like artists that make similar music to like this today that is like my jam. So I'm like, this is very aligned with me.
That's so true.
Yeah, like, think about the things I listen to. That's like, this is aligned. So it's not aligned.
And artists can make some shit like this, like, today, and I would love it too. That's why I am low-key.
You like MGK.
You know what I mean? That's why Machine Gun Kelly's latest shit been really doing it for me, because I'm like, this is real reminiscent of the early of 2000 sounding music.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Little Hoodie. It's either Hoodie or Huddy, and it's H-U-D-D-Y. Literally look him up. I hate that he's a part of Hype House. That is the most annoying thing about him. But his music is good. Unfortunately. I only found him because of his music. And then when that Hype House show came out, I then discovered he was a part of that. And I was like, oh. And it really did make me like him less. Mm. But he is talented in terms of music.
You should give it a listen. I'll see what little Hoodie doing. Oh, 32 million. Oh my
god. Yeah, no, he's like a thing. Like, he's very, very much a thing.
1.7 billion likes. Goddamn. How many? How old is this little boy?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Not old enough to be on this list. When I saw him, I was like, how? Because when we were young, you were not here. So, like,
right. So, when who was young? Yeah. You are young. When you were young is now.
Exactly. I'm like, what are you saying? Everyone else on the stage is 45. So, let's start there.
Right.
But yeah. But no, yeah, this was very my jam in high school. Like, you know, I'm always like the different kid. So, like,
that's true. But I thought you were squirreling in your pop at that time.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Paris Hilton was on a loop at the time.
Right.
But every once in a while, I had to break it up.
You had to break it up with a little bit of angst.
Bring a little angst out. Mm-hmm. I had to give a little edge. Uh-huh. I was privy to this info, this music. My brother also was really into it, so that was the other thing. Like, I listened to it with him.
Okay, fair. A sibling bonding moment.
Yes.
Do you have any tattoos that represent this angst?
I mean, one could argue my Have a Nice Day. That gives punk-ish, although it's literally a smiley face.
It kind of does. It does. I mean, it kind of does, though.
Yeah.
I think because it's a smiley face, it's kind of punky.
Yeah.
It looks like one of these
stickers. And
then,
like, my little rocket. Yeah, I'm like, my little rocket ship.
Yeah, it does get binder.
I have my little lightning bolt. Yeah. I'm saying, no. I was honestly going to say this looks like someone's binder. So the thing with this kid, I would have been friends with this kid privately. You would have never, like, seen me walking down the hallways with this kid. But me and this kid would have been cool. I know, I was that kid.
Wow. Wow. The popular elites. The fucking elitist popular kid.
I was like the student council. I wasn't like bitchy popular. I was like the class president. Like, hey, like, you know, I give camp counseling.
Oh, I was so like successful. I was always that. I was not popular.
Yes,
bitch. This I was is like fame, that. Not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Yes. Watch your mouth. Okay, I understand. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
That's fair. Okay, so
I have like a wet cough.
Is that right?
One of Iggy Azalea's most popular songs. You should go listen to it. It's on her
wet
new album,
cough?
And it is very good. No, is that right? You said, is that right? It's one of Iggy Azalea's songs that you all should go listen to.
No, I would never do anything
wet
like
cough
that.
Is, but it is a good song.
Why would she have a song called Wet Cough? Please make it make
wet
sense. Wait, where?
In what context? Wet like, cough?
The
latest thing you said.
Like,
coming
that,
on the radio near you.
Name for pussy? Like,
pussy?
Right.
It gives. It would have to be something sexual. Yeah, you want some of this
wet
cough?
Cough?
Ew. 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 Could you imagine referring to a vagina that way? This sounds hellish. You want to get in this wet cough?
That sounds disgusting. I'm gagging. That literally sounds disgusting.
It's the new blue waffle. Get into it.
I never Googled blue waffle either because I was too scared. So
I'm
going to
send you the photo.
Excuse, I will literally, I'm about to block
I'm going
you right
to
now.
Do
You're
it.
About to be blocked. You're blocked. You're blocked. You can't even do nothing.
It doesn't even show up anymore on Google. I think they stop it.
Oh, thank God.
Now it's literally just blue waffles. Like, you can't.
Oh, thank God. Oh my God. What a time.
Unfortunate.
That in the human centipede, two girls, one cup.
Oh, I love Human Centipede. I think it's great. Two Girls, One Cup did fuck me up. Two Girls, One Cup made me vomit the first time I saw it.
Really?
We watched it in the frat house, and I did. Yeah, I actually got sick.
You puked?
Yeah, no. And I'm not even, like, squeamish like that. Okay, I'm sorry that I Googled this. Oh, my God.
Close it.
Oh, God. This is worse.
Close it!
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I really did start to vomit. Like, I was fine with it. And I think I was even fine with her shitting. It was when they spit the shit into the other person's mouth that it really got me.
I didn't know what it was because every time somebody started talking about it, I was like, I don't want to hear this. I don't give a fuck. So that's what it was?
I bet it's less shocking in 2022. It was very shocking at the time.
It can't be less shocking. It can't be.
I don't know. I feel like it feels a lot less scandalous now.
No.
Like,
do you remember that girl sucking on her tampon? That happened in college, too.
No.
Yes. Yes. No. Yes. Yes.
No,
yes,
there's
sucked her tampon clean, pulled it out of her puss and sucked on it clean. Disgusting. Oh my God. People do today for internet clout.
Yeah, wow.
People were doing the craziest fucking shit then for internet clout.
I think the thing about that was that I don't think it was for clout. It wasn't like you were the two girls, one cup girls, and people were like, oh my God. It was more scandalous. It wasn't you clout. You were like
the girl sucking on her tampon was for clout. The girl sucking on her tampon was for clout.
You
I can't
think?
Say she oh. She definitely was. She was a Vine.
Two girls
she
one
was like
cup
on
was
Vine.
Just porn that went out. Oh, okay. Well then, yeah,
I think
that gives.
She
that.
Was yeah. She was like on Vine or like on YouTube, like one of those two things. Two girls, one cup. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That was
is.
Just
I never,
porn. I think
I
that
never
was
laid
literally because
it was porn.
It yeah, and I'm saying if you watch it, I think it was. That's what I'm saying. I think it would be less scandalous today because. It literally is a porno. I think it is just a very specific type of porn that, like, made it out of that, like, group. Because, you know, people are into scat, and I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. Yeah,
no,
do your thing. I think it was made for those people.
I guess. Yeah.
And I think it just broke past that, like, group, and it made it to the internet.
Okay,
it's
makes
literally
sense.
Just porn.
That
yeah.
makes sense for two girls, one cup, for sure.
Yeah. So, I think they were just doing their job.
I don't know. Fucking disgusting. Oh, my God. What were you doing around this time when we were young? When you were young, what was young Ryan? Who was he?
Well, this was putting me at like 13, 14, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
I had just transferred to, because we had just moved. So, I was going to a new middle school. And maybe that's why I listened to this, because I did have a little bit of angst, because I was a little lonely at the time, because I moved my eighth grade year to a new school. So, like, it was the last year of middle school, and I had to make friends all over again. So, I think this was, like, a way I could connect with people. Because I was like, oh, like, I also was, like, an Oreo, as people would say. And, like, so I remember, like, I didn't really fit in with, like, I mean, I did not fit in with Black people then. But, like, I fit in way more now than I did then. Because you know how people can be. And so, like, it was like, oh, this is what I listen to. So this is the kids I hang out with. What else was I doing?
Oh, interesting.
I
didn't know that
debate.
You changed school. You was in debate in middle school?
Uh-huh. Theater and debate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
through.
We did that. What else was I doing? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I never was like a skateboarder. I still think it blows my mind that people like adult skateboard. I'm like, what?
Stop.
Full on adult. Oh, sorry. Sorry, people listening to this.
Stop.
I'm sure that people listen to this. And I just, it doesn't keep me in my head. I'm like, what do you mean? Okay.
They be outside.
Yeah,
that's
no,
get
I was
exercise.
Never that punk.
Okay, you was never really that punk. What was I doing at like 13? I think this for me was probably like 11 to 13, yeah. Yeah, at the start of middle school, all the way through middle school. This was my middle school phase, for sure. I had my fingerless mesh gloves, of course. Had to have that. I wore ties all the time. Demi Lovato. Thanks, Demi. It was Demi for me at that time.
Oh, fair.
What else was going on? I had just started plucking my eyebrows. My eyebrows were wildly thin. It was actually kind of crazy. I had just started wearing weave at this time. And it was like weave from the beauty supply store. And so it was
not good.
I just didn't know how to make it work. You know, I won't say weave from the beauty supply store is bad,
that's
but
fair.
I just didn't know how to make it work. And so I looked silly. I had just gotten braces. You know, I was going through my awkward phase. You know, it was a good time. I was dating a white man who told me
I
that my friend that.
Okay,
was cuter
okay.
than
the
me.
Internet hear it. I hope she doesn't cut it. You were dating a white man.
We talked about this on the last episode and they laughed. I sent them
okay.
the picture and they laughed
yeah.
at him and it was all too
like,
much. Jewel
yeah,
and
like,
and oh my
yay.
God, they laughed at him.
Yikes.
But yeah, that was the time. My God, I was just in a whole different time. I was hanging out with him and his friends and they all carried knives. His friends were like a couple years older and I thought they were so cool. They were in high school, you know,
What a middle school thing to think.
Right.
Like, isn't it funny that you're like, wow, they're so cool. And like, as adults, you're like, fucking
you know I hate teenagers with a fiery passion. I cannot stand a teenager.
The lot. All of you are bad.
And the
across
group
the board.
Teen gets older the older I get. So teen used to stop at 19 or 18 even.
It is now at 25.
And now teen is for me is at 23. Teen for me is right at 23. Like,
Yeah, like people who are newly 21, sometimes I'm like, oh, what do I do?
Children.
With, I wouldn't know what to do with
children.
You. Oh my God, I really would be so.
For the first time, just recently, I looked back at a photo of myself when I was 23 and I was like, I looked really young. Like, I looked really young. And I had not had that experience up until then. Like, before, I'm like, I looked the same. Now I'm like, I looked really young. What was that? 4 years ago. God.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
It is really crazy thing about. No, it is. God, when we were young. God, oh my God, it's all back. It's full theme.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, when we were young. We're back.
Well, this is going to bring us some energy.
They really could have put Metro Station on here. That's really.
Certainly. Them and Cobra Starship, easily. I'm like, yes, oh, yeah. Metro,
because
yeah, because I'm like, what is.
17
that's
Forever.
That's Miley Cyrus'
when
brother.
They were young. Yes, that's Miley Cyrus' brother. You know, 17 Forever is really a young anthem. Like, won't be 17 forever. That's the festival's called When We Were Young, and you don't have fucking Metro Station performing
17 Forever. That is really weird to me. Them not being there makes. Actually, a lot of the snubs that we have, I'm like, don't make sense. I'm like, why would they not? And now I wonder if some of these other bands, because Little Hoodie is new. I wonder how many of these other bands are new, because maybe that's the thing.
They need
headliners
some new...
are all. Yeah, because you want the kids to go, because like a lot of people who listen to some of these artists have pensions and children and they're not
period.
Coming. So like you need.
You know what I mean? Really, a 401k that's really set up. The Roth IRA is chilling over there. You know what I mean?
Sorry,
things
baby,
are fine.
Can't.
Do I have a Snapchat? No, I have a 401k. As the famous words of Ryan Graham. Yes. No,
I have a fucking 401k.
I have a 401k.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe some of these bands that we don't recognize are new. Because a Little Hoodie being there means that some of these other, and we just simply are not the age group anymore.
And that's fine. No.
Are you
I'm
worried about this? Are you going to go? I wonder if you're still going to go. I'm going to be considered.
I might make my way out. I might not. I think I'm going to make it more of a game time decision as opposed, because it's not until October.
Same.
And you know, my mom's in Vegas, so I can go and it not be a big thing if I want to go last minute. So we'll see. Or maybe whichever day that Mike Kim and Paramore are going, because is it a multi-day festival? I'm not even sure.
It just says Saturday.
So it's just a one
which
day
also
thing.
Makes no sense to me.
Well, that means that a lot of these places, people are going to be performing at the same time. Which means My Kim and Paramore are probably going to be performing at the same time.
No, certainly not. I think one will open for the other. No,
My Kim
they're too
Paramore?
Big of names.
No, they performing at the same time. Their names are the same sizes.
But that's why I'm saying that they probably one will go on early and the other one will go on later. I'm like, no, there's no way. I'm like, those are two. I feel like because why would they not both be on the main stage? I've never been to wherever Day in Vegas is. I'm assuming it's the same festival. That feels wild to me.
They
same
might overlap.
Festival with gardens,
right?
But I'm like, how many main stages do they have? I've never
at
been
Day
to
in Vegas. They had
ground.
Two main stages and one size
small
stage. Yeah, one smaller stage.
That blows my mind if they are not both on the main stage. Like, I would actually be surprised by that. Because how would you pick?
Right.
I mean, I would say Paramore is bigger than My Chemical Romance, but
I would say
I'm
that
not
too.
Denying My Chemical
I would
Romance
say that
is
too. But, you know, a lot of people come at your neck for that shit, so.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to deny My Chemical Romance, but I'm just saying, but my Paramore, I think Paramore broke barrier. Well, how can I say crossover more than 100%. My Chemical Romance ever
no,
did?
No, Paramore has the black community on lock.
Well, yeah,
okay,
I mean,
and anytime you have niggas buying, you literally are the shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm like you have yeah. That's
My Chemical
I mean
Romance ain't never had that buy-in. Paramore has that buy-in. I know Hayley Williams grew up.
Wait,
in
the
black
are the Killers
church.
On this? Where the fuck are the Killers?
Oh, and the Killers Another snub. The Killers definitely should be on there, too. 30 Seconds to Mars could be on there.
Yeah,
there's just, a
well,
lot
I don't
of...
think, Jared
yeah,
Leto's
that guy.
That.
Yeah.
Rich.
That man. Right, too big.
He's like, I'm wealthy and doing movies, not doing this.
I'm good. Why would I go and perform at a festival?
You all can go do that. I'm not doing that.
I'm getting a blood transfusion to remain young because I can do that. I don't have to think about when I was young.
Me and
I'm
Jeff
rich.
Bezos have appointments back to
period.
Back, baby.
Me and Jeff, we good out here.
My God. I don't have to worry about when we were young. I am young.
Then so, I'm getting back, actually, right now.
Oh, this is a Live Nation event. Okay, come on, Live Nation.
Yeah, Dan Vegas is not a Live Nation event, I don't think. It's that other one, Golden Voices, I want to say.
Oh, and bet. So same as Coachella.
Yeah, same as Coachella. So the festival grounds, I think it's the same festival grounds. I think Vegas only has that one festival ground. But I don't know that it's going to be set up the same. Like, I don't know if they're going to have three stages. They're just going to have one stage. If I don't know how it's going to look. But all I know is Mike, him, and Paramore are probably performing at the same time, especially because there's so many acts on this bitch. It's so many acts.
Yeah,
no. It don't make no sense.
For it to be one day, that is really, really wild.
Yeah.
Wow, they do have a lot. I'm on Golden Voices list. They have a lot.
Oh, damn. The Coachella lineup dropped, too. I mean, well, you know, those are more likely to be vaccinated than stagecoach goers, but, you know, that's just me.
No.
You're right.
Teens.
But Coachella shit just dropped. Oh, my God. And I'm also going to that. So, I don't know. We'll have to see.
I know.
See.
Now I need to find a ticket.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody who's selling a weekend two ticket if you need me connection.
I know, but wasn't it VIP? Or maybe saying that.
No, a different one. I know somebody else now.
Oh, if there's a general admission one, I'm down.
I think it might be GA, but I'll check.
Ask them and let me know, because I definitely, I'm down. Harry Styles really put me over the edge. Harry Styles and Carly Rae Jepsen sit me over the edge. And so I'm like, I'm going.
Okay, so this has been Black People Love Paramore. Thank you so much for joining me today, Ryan. I appreciate your presence. Can you tell the people, first of all, I realize I never actually explained who the fuck you are. Can you tell them who you are?
Oh, I am the bestie. I mean, I never know how to introduce myself. I am a writer, director, actor, producer.
Period.
I do social media. I do lots of things. So that is true. And you can find me on the internet, in the interwebs, at Ryan with two N's Graham. I do lots of random things. You know, I don't put me in a box.
A creative,
baby.
Period. An overall
creative, truly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you drag too. So, you know some more dollars be out there. Out and about.
Yeah. Some more dollars. Yeah.
She will be making a return this year. That is actually a goal of mine. It's on my list of things to do. She's coming back.
We're excited to see her come back.
Oh, I know.
Should Miss Panini allow bring her back? Or we could do a virtual.
I know. Miss Panini is like, you can sit your ass at home and do
makeup. Right. S'mores and Ryan too can actually sit the fuck down. Thank you. Don't need none of that.
But yes, thank you for having me. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Jordan, thank you for, you know, your contribution to this podcast, per usual. He's in France having the time of his life. With his partner, you know, right. He's speaking better French than Ryan is.
Does he speak French? Does he speak patois? It's patois.
I'm leaving. Anyways, thank y'all for listening. Rate us 5 stars, you know, across all the things. Bye.